Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, host Lori and me will share a few book recommendations on what you should read next. If you have a passion for books, then join us for this fun bookish episode.
Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Over the past few months, I've been reading a lot of contemporary romance, romantic comedies that I find is the perfect escape for stressful times. Today, I want to share 10 romance titles that you should add to your TBR. Now, let's get to the list. The first title is Mermaid Inn by Jenny Holiday. What is this book about? Well, Evie inherits an inn from her great aunt, so she moves back in town to renovate it. She reconnects with her high school sweetheart, who is now the town sheriff. He broke up with her years ago suddenly. Sawyer is a hero, and he has to grovel to get back to Evie. What I love about this book is second chance romance set in a quirky lake town in Canada. This book reminded me of Stars Hollow and Gilmore Girls. What you should know about this book is that this is the first book in the series, and book 2, Paradise Cove, is coming out on July 28th, 2020. So the next book that I'm sharing is The Boyfriend Project for Parvashan. What is this book about? Well, Samia finds out that her latest boyfriend was cheating on her with two other women on a tweet gone viral. She becomes friends with the other women. What a work, there's a new guy in town with a mysterious past. This is a workplace romance set in a tech company. What I love about this book is strong female friendships that are built around Twitter video gone viral. This is a tech-centric romance with a financial crime subplot. There's romance in this book, but there's more than romance. There's actually something about workplace, what it means to be a person of color, working in tech, and actually giving back. I love that this work is actually set in a tech company, and it's a tech company that I love to work with. The boss was awesome. What you should know is that this is the first book in the series. There's two more books coming out. The third book is Tourist Attraction by Sarah Morgan Thaler. What is this book about? Well, Graham is the owner of the Tourist Trap, which is a diner known for its grumpy customer service. And Zoe is going in Alaska for a trip of a lifetime, which turned out to be a disaster. They meet, they connect, they sparks fly, and there's the relationship happens. What I love about this book is that it's set in Alaska, which I love, so yes, please. This book is about a tourist town that's grumpy residents who wish they can go back to olden times when it was not overrun by tourists. And I think I can identify someone who grew up in a tourist town. That's something that's kind of annoying to see tourists, you know, overrun your city. Just a note, this is a PG romance, and what you should know is that this is the first book in the series. Book 2 is coming out in October. The next book is Nobody But You by Jill Chavez. What is this book about? Well, Sophie ends up broke with a boat after her divorce. A mistaken identity with Jacob leaves them as a bit of enemies to lovers. They get together, and they really get together, if you know what I mean. This book is really steamy, so if you read Jill Chavez's latest books and you notice that they're a little bit closer, this book is completely opposite. This book is like open door and they get it on. So if you like that kind of book, then pick this one up. What I love about this book is this book is steam on page and it's really good. There's a bit of enemies to lovers, down and out Sarah, who's trying to get over her divorce and has a boat to crash. The hero wants to help her out, but they start on the wrong foot. So I think it's just like a funny, you know, they're out and then they come together. So it's just fun. What you should know is that this is book 3 in the series, but it can be read standalone. That's how I read them. I haven't read the first two books in the series. I just read the third book, and it was just fine. The next book is The Happy Ever After Playlist by Abby Jimenez. What is this book about? Well, Sloan is grieving, and she actually has an accidental encounter with a puppy that ignites having her life back. Like, she was struggling with grief a lot, and she was, like, isolating and just not feeling good about herself. And then this puppy comes into her life and pushes her to go for walks and just take care of the puppy. And so she spends a few weeks trying to find the owner because she's like, okay, the puppy's, you know, there's a chip with it. So we know who the owner is, but the owner's unresponsive. And then the owner shows up, and he happens to be in a tour in Australia. And so he's a rock star. And so they connect over text, and they connect over emails, and just connecting over time. And then they spark live. And that's how their story runs, and it's just really good. There's what I love about this book is rock star romance. It turns the trope upside down. I love that it's meet cute with a puppy that sells your heart. I like this book better than The Friend Zone. It has witty dialogue, there's theme, there's strong female friendships, and this book deals with grief. What you should know is that this is book turned series, and you should read the friend zone first to get the most out of the book. Because the friend zone would explain why Sloan is the way there is at the beginning of the book, so you should read the friend zone. The next book is Island Affair by Priscilla Olivares. What is this book about? Sarah's stuck in a family vacation when her boyfriend ditches her, and so she wants to come the vacation that she has it all, because her family doesn't respect her. She's like a social media influencer, and her family's like thinking that her family's mostly doctors, and they want her to have like the path. So in order to prove her family wrong, she decides that she needs a boyfriend to showcase that she's have it all together. So she enlists Luis, who's a firefighter in the Keys, to be her fake boyfriend. This book is set in the Keys, and it's just close to a romance. I want to pre-note that, but it's really good. What I love about this book is fake relationship with just one betro. Count me in. This book is the perfect escape for a beach vacation in the Keys. The hero is a firefighter, the hero and is a social media influencer, and it's just so, so good. And there's like strong family component that if you like that idea of romance with family, this is a book for you. What you should know about this book is that this is book one in the series. The next book is The Worst Best Man by Mia Sosa. What is this book about? Well, Carolina was left at the altar, and Max, the brother's fiancé, has to break the news to her. They connect a few years later on a work commitment, and there's forced proximity and just one bad. So what I love about this book is its own voices for resilient representation. A woman sat in Washington, D.C. The heroine was left in the altar, and the hero was in charge of letting her know. They meet again in a work assignment, and they become enemies to lovers. And they have pranks. She makes his life impossible. And he's just smitten by her. But he was like, I can't have her because she's like my brother's ex-girlfriend. But they just get together. So, and there's like forced proximity. It's just like really good. And they just have one bed, which I absolutely adore. It's like catnip for me. What you should know about this book is this is book one of the series. The next book is Marriage on Madison Avenue by Lauren Lay. What is this book about? Audrey and Clark are best friends, and a meddling mother leads them to have a fake engagement. They were like, basically, her mother was trying to set them up with other people, and she was like, I don't want to, so let's just fake engage each other. And so, funny how fake engagement turned to reality. What I love about this book is friends of lovers romance, they decide to fake their engagement. Heron is a social media influencer, and the hero supports her in her endeavors. Like, he buys her a lens. It's so cute. Love the wedding and honey aspect of the business, and strong female friendships with Fisher in this book. What you should know is this is book three in the series, and it can be read as standalone, but if you want to get the most out of the friendships, follow the other two friends, just read Passion Park Avenue and Love in Lexington Avenue. The next book is Unspoken by Kelly Rumer. What is this book about? Paul and Isabel are about to get divorced. Her meddling friends pushes them to spend a few days on the beach together, and so they can work things out. And so they do. And they fall in love again. It's a second chance romance. What I love about this book is Emergent Crisis is my jam. The book has forced proximity. The hero goes into therapy and deals with his issues and learns how to communicate. I'm telling you, this hero knows how to communicate his feelings. Like, this is new. This is brand new. This book was a delight to read. Well, you should know this is book two in the series, but it can be read as standalone, and you can read them as standalone. The other, the book one follows the best friends couple, and book three follows the other best friends. They all work together in a tech company. The next book is Million Dollar Marriage by Katie Evans. What is this book about? Reality TV show similar to Marriage at First Sight, where Nell and Luke are opposites attract, they connect, and they get married right away. They go through different challenges in order to win $1 million. What I love about this book is contemporary marriage and convenience just one bed trope. Like, they actually share like a one sleeping bag trope. So you gotta love this. The couple meets in a reality TV show where they end up getting married within a day or so, and their opposites attract, working together towards $1 million. And it's just really fun. They have like all these different challenges to travel. It's like a little bit of Amazing Race. So if you like reality TV shows set in romance, this book is for you. What you should know, this is book two in the series, but it can be read as standalone, and it is on KU. So if you have Kindle Unlimited, you can definitely download this book. So those are the top 10 romance books that I want to share with you that you should pick up this summer to add to your TBR. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share it with friends and share a review on iTunes. This is the best way to support the show. Once you join a romance loving community, make new friends, and get book recommendations, join our Patreon Romance Book Club. For $5 a month, you'll be part of a virtual book club, an Instagram chat, and get monthly book recommendations. Please note I'll be donating 10% of the profit to a COVID-19 relief fund each month. To sign up, just join the link in the show notes. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts you love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back in a few days with a brand new episode. Have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you so much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.